With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Iran now says the Strait of Hormuz is fully closed until the end of the U.S. blockade on Iranian ports. Its Revolutionary Guard Navy said Saturday night that any vessel approaching the Strait of Hormuz will be considered as cooperation with the enemy and be targeted. Early Saturday, Iran fired on at least two ships trying to transit the crucial waterway. President Trump is again threatening Iran over taking a deal as he sends a team overseas for another round of talks as tensions flare in the Strait of Hormuz.
President Trump sending Vice President J.D. Vance and a team of negotiators back to Pakistan Monday for round two of peace talks with Iran.
We have very good conversations going on. It's working out very well.
Also accusing the country of violating the ceasefire agreement by firing on ships in the Strait of Hormuz.
They got a little cute, as they have been doing for 47 years. Nobody ever took them on. We took them on.
Meanwhile, ships remain unable to transit the critical Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post Sunday, Trump threatening to destroy infrastructure in Iran if it doesn't take the deal. He says the U.S. is going to knock out every single power plant and every single bridge in Iran. I'm Julie Walker.
Utah Supreme Court Justice Diana Hagan is facing an investigation by state leaders after it was revealed that she reportedly had a romantic relationship with the lawyer who helped Democrats redraw the state's congressional maps, stealing a seat from Republicans.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox, Senate President J. Stuart Adams, and Utah House Speaker Mike Schultz are looking into a complaint that was submitted late last year about Hagan's conduct with an attorney who was arguing the redistricting case before the high court. Hagan's ex-husband alleged she was having an inappropriate relationship with David Raymond, who was representing plaintiffs in a lawsuit concerning Utah's redistricting maps. Hagan recused herself from the redistricting case when it returned to the state Supreme Court last September, citing close friendships with Raymond and another attorney who was a shareholder in the firm where Raymond works. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Scripture is being heard in the nation's capital this week. Beginning this morning, every verse of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation will be read aloud at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. An army of volunteer readers will take the podium for brief stints from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. until the job is done in 7 days. The event is called America Reads the Bible. President Trump is scheduled to read Scripture via video from the Oval Office on Tuesday, April the 21st, during the 6 p.m. Eastern Time hour. Amongst the other readers will be members of President Trump's cabinet, members of Congress, governors, and some well-known pastors as well. This is SRN News. Is America ready for AI Jesus?
6 months ago, the tech company Just Like Me launched an app that allows users to ask questions to an image of Christ generated by artificial intelligence, which will then offer answers and engage in an interactive conversation. Pastors and theologians are sounding an alarm, pointing out that artificial intelligence makes mistakes, and the best way for a Christian to get answers is to pray and read the Bible. Meanwhile, the company is shopping the app to churches. Michael Harrington reporting.
The state of Florida wants to improve young people's understanding of the Holocaust in an effort to stem the rising tide of anti-Semitism that has afflicted the whole country. A recent poll released by the Claims Conference revealed that amongst Generation Z and millennials in Florida, nearly two-thirds were unaware that 6 million Jews were murdered during the Holocaust. Beginning this fall, state officials will mandate an increase in class study of the Nazi genocide in all public schools. This is SRN News.